from PRX.
Friends beyond binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, players of games and games, any sentient game. I don't know if I've ever given a shout out to sentient games before. Anybody that's familiar with the HBO shorts, Brain Games, if you were watching HBO in the 80s, maybe even the 90s, maybe you caught a segment of Brain Games. I think that's what it was called. I'll be looking that up on YouTube later to say, can I catch some classic Brain Games, and then maybe some, not necessarily the news. I wonder if anyone, like, if The Daily Show ever had anybody from Not Necessarily the News on it. I don't know. But anyway, this is not necessarily no nonsense, this podcast. It's a time for Sleep With Me, a podcast that's here to put you to sleep. You say, why are you talking about that stuff? I said, well, later in the show, probably Brain Games or stuff not necessarily being the news. It was not necessarily the news. It was just a show, like a comedy show that I know, like, but anyway, this is a sleep podcast, believe it or not, a bedtime story sleep podcast that's here to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff so you could fall asleep. Now, most people don't like the show when they first get here, so if you're already feeling that way, you're in good company. It does take a couple tries to get used to this podcast. It's very different, but it's very deliberate. I'm here to take your mind off of stuff, keep you company in case the deep, dark night feels lonely or you just need something else to think about than whatever's keeping you awake. And eventually you drift off. The structure of the show, we got support. That's how you get to listen for free twice a week and over 600 episodes available anytime you want them. Then there's a long meandering intro that's meant to ease you into bedtime, to kind of help you drift off. And then after that will be our bedtime story. Tonight will be our episodically modular series, Journey into the World of Friends. So we got that coming up. And what else do you need to know? I don't know. I guess I don't know. No, what I forget. Like, I think that's everything. It's a very different podcast. I make the show because I know how it feels in the deep, dark night. Toss and turn in mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. And I believe you deserve a good night's sleep. That's why I make the show. So I'm glad you're here. Give it a few tries. See how it goes. And thanks for coming by. And these sponsors are how we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you here. It's where I pop my peas, if you please. I thank the members of the Deep Dark Night United who went the extra step to support the show. And that's how we get to be here free, is these people that are taking action. And I really appreciate it because I know how many of you appreciate it because I've heard from you. And I want to thank Margaret. Now, not only is Margaret supports the show financially directly, but Margaret has heard the ads. So Margaret went to helixsleep.com/sleep, took the Helix sleep quiz, got matched with the Midnight Lux, because Margaret said my old mattress was no longer comfortable. Margaret's really excited to let me know about it, let Helix know about it. And it's those actions from people like Margaret taking those steps that make the show possible. If you want to get on the Sleepy Supporter Zone, you know, support a sponsor, let them know about it, let me know about it. Refer some people to the show, let them know about it, let me know about it. Tag me on social media or send me a message or fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors like Margaret did. Second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. If you're having a tough time, there's links to resources, including international resources you can connect with right now. It's about being a part of positive change, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying support Ukraine, not just saying stop AAPI hate. It's taking action, learning more. There's links to resources you could do that because we're part of a lot of different communities here. And I know it's not an easy time right now for anybody. And one of the organizations we're supporting is Hand in Hand. I heard about it from Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I'd love it if you join me in supporting Hand in Hand directly. You could either Google it or you could use the link in our show notes. And I'll just read this one statement from Hand in Hand. Raising children to see the humanity in one another is the only way to change our world. It is the only path to ensure that our collective fate be one of safety, peace, and equality for all. So get over there. Learn more about Hand in Hand and support them. Mystery Bart, a lot of people work hard on this show. Who are they?
This posty poster song sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. the Legend. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bart. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at Jonathan Mann. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like Banana, Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget, sign up for our referral program. If you prefer to listen to Sleep With Me ad-free, you can earn ad-free months by referring people to the show. Just sign up at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. And what do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts on your mind, the thoughts you're thinking about the past, the present, the future. You know, thought like thinking stuff. Thoughts that are just there, thoughts that are always there, thoughts, thinking thoughts, thoughts. So thinking stuff, it could be feelings related to those thoughts or feelings that are just there, feelings that are left over from the day. It could be physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, routine, schedule. You could be going somewhere, you could have someone visiting. You could have something coming up. You could be going through something or getting over something or a different work schedule, starting something new. Whatever it is, the reason I run through all that stuff is because, like, I just want you to know you're not alone. And I know this isn't everyone's experience, but it is how the deep, dark night has been for me, is it can be incredibly lonely and it can hurt. And in a way that's tough to explain to people that sleep normally. And even when I'm with somebody or, you know, I have a roommate or sharing a room with my brother or my lovely dog Co is there or my daughter's in the other room, when I can't sleep, it has a certain feeling to it, right? And the feeling is not related, you know what I mean? It's like wow, those are some strong, strong feelings there. But it doesn't feel like that at the time. It feels like this is, you know, this is it. Like, this is really a lot. So I only go through all that stuff and I only emphasize what it's like to let you know, however it feels for you, there's someone listening right now who can relate to those feelings, even if I can't, because I hear from listeners that have been through stuff I haven't been through. And most of the time there's something in there that I can relate to feelings-wise. But just in case there isn't, I know, due to the number of listeners we have, that someone's leaning in right now who's been through something like you have, including not being able to put words together in correct order and whatever tense, but they can relate to how you feel. And they say, wow, that's tough. Like, I really hope you could get some sleep. I know I've been through something like that. I do know how it feels. They're leaning in right now, nodding their head knowingly, knowing because they care. And I know it's a strange digitally distributed care, but it's like this is just an opportunity where briefly we could all put our best foot forward and say, hey, yeah, I'm still a human being, got that imperfection down. But right now, I know how that feels. That's the most important part about the show. And the second most important part about the show is that you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a bedtime where you could rest, get the sleep you need, where it doesn't have to be a rigmarole or a hassle or something you dread all day long. Because I've been going through it, I don't know what it is, and I'm just not getting the rest I need. And it has gotten to that dread situation. Now, here's the great news. It's more of like the dread, but I over time have lowered the volume down because I have a bedtime routine. And I say, well, but I still got this great bedtime routine and I'm not making shine to be a fake optimist. Like that's the truth. Like there's a part of me, like one of my baby toes or whatever is in that world of oh no. Got to go to bed tonight. I wonder if it's going to be but then those nine other toes are we're reading through that super long, if you consider it one novel by, about that tower, the Monochrome Tower. It's not called that, but it's a book. It's a series of books, but it's considered one long story. We got that to look for. You know, we got the other stuff we do at bedtime. We'll probably do our foam rolling. So I just tell you all that to say, I hope this podcast or something else can become part of your bedtime routine that you look forward to or feel neutral about. And then you get the sleep you need. So your life feels more manageable. And then eventually you could get the sleep you need where you're flourishing or where you get through this. Like, I know I'm going to get through this, whatever it is. I don't even know what it is. It's just one of those mystery ones. I think it's just an adjustment. It's like the third week of school, back to school, but I don't know. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I could use a little bit more fog, if I'm being honest, like the Bay Area fog. I mean, I think it's a temperature thing as well. Anyway, enough about me. Like, the thing is, oh, and by the way, most people don't like me that when they first check out the show. And for a lot of people, it does not change. So just in case you're like 99.99% sure you're never going to listen to this podcast again, you know, I got a website set up, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. And it has other sleep podcasts and sleepy stuff on there. So you could check some of that stuff out, and hopefully that helps you fall asleep. But if you're not sure, like, I would stick around and give the show a few tries, because the people that pay for the podcast, who have been paying for the podcast since the beginning, who interact and we share stuff on Discord and I hear about their lives, they post pictures of their pets, or they run a listener-run Facebook group. Those people, a lot of them at first said, I didn't like the show. I didn't get it really, you know. And then on the third time try, I realized, oh, there's a method. First, Scoots, you send your voice across the deep, dark night. Then you use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, voice that's not traditionally soothing. You have pointless meanders and superfluous tangents who go off topic. You get mixed up. Regular listeners also know, oh, well, okay, this is a podcast I don't listen to like a regular podcast or even like a meditation podcast. It's a podcast I just barely listen to. Kind of like elevated background noise. I'm just kind of like letting it run, a TV on in the other room. I could turn it down to a mumble if I need to, or I could just kind of barely listen, like pretend I'm listening. Or you know what I mean? When you drift in between listening and the words stop making sense, that's what this show, that's where the podcast is. When I'm not making any sense, I'm not making any sense. So if you're new here and you're waiting for the show to get started, it's always going nowhere. That's one of our sayings around here. Sleep with me. Never getting started. So it's it's elevated background noise. Then the other thing to know is that this is not a podcast. This is the first regular sleep podcast that I know about, but it doesn't put you to sleep. I'm here to keep you company while you fall asleep. I'm here to be your boyfriend, your boar bay, your boar sib, your boar burr, your neighbor, your boar bee, your boars, your boar bestie. You know, your boar bestie forever, your boar bra, whatever it is. I'm here to be your friend in the deep, dark night to keep you company. Just like if you were calling me and you say, hey, could you talk to me? Could you imagine a role-playing game adventure and do the characters and have them go somewhere and do something that's kind of familiar and I can kind of like archetypal so I could kind of, you know, fill in the blanks without much effort. And where it follows a familiar story pattern, even if I'm not hearing the story, I know that'll put my limbic brain at ease. And can you put in details, but they're not gripping details, and go on and on and on? And I say, you got it. Like most people would say, like I could do that once about my breakfast. Or, you know, when I first started making the show and doing live performances, still never found we found a successful show to do, but we've never been successful at getting people to come to a sleep podcast in person. Only a couple times where we've gotten it, where we've hit like a break even. But like at first I thought, oh, instead of doing the podcast to put people to sleep, I'll teach people how to tell bedtime stories. So I did a few live performances like that, and they didn't go over that great because people were there to be put, like people said, I'm not here to do the work. I want to be put to sleep. No one actually said that, but I was able to pick up on that from audience cues. It was still fun. They were still fun shows. What I learned is like, hey, people like having the podcast put them to sleep. People like telling a bedtime story is a bit of work. That's why I started sleeping. I said, how come kids get bedtime stories, but grownups don't? Well, partners can't really give, or roommates can't give a bedtime story, or friends can't give a bedtime story every night. Then you got to worry, well, are they going to ask me to reciprocate, tell them a bedtime story, but I'm already asleep, or do I have to do it tomorrow because I want to go to bed? Or are they going to be like eating chips if they're my friend and they're going to leave crumbs? What if they're making a smacking sound, the chips are crunchy, and then do it like, how do, like, what does that mean for our friendship? If they come over and tell me a story and leave, I don't know. That's a bit of a, I don't need that. It's just, don't worry. Got it. I'm doing it digital. I'm here. I'm on call. So podcast you don't really listen to doesn't really put you to sleep, keeps you company while you drift off. Most people don't like the show when they first listen. Most people are skeptical, or you're tired, right? And you tried a bunch of different stuff. And somehow you found this show, and then you said, okay, I'll check it out. So that's a couple things. The structure of the show is also important. This is just the structure that I found over the years, the way most people listen and get the most out of the podcast, and it can benefit the most listeners, and it's flexible. So if you're not one of those majority people that just likes to listen to the free show linearly, there's options to adjust the podcast. But this is the way most people listen and most people find the show. So the show starts off with a greeting. Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I say something silly. So you feel seen and welcomed in, and you get the tone of the show, and you say, oh, okay, I'll check that out. Then there's support, because the show's ad-supported and listener-supported, so you can listen free whenever you want. And there's over 600 show episodes ready to go, so then you can kind of pick and choose. You can listen for free, and you can kind of pick and choose from what works for you. Or whatever, somebody just messaged me. I think that's like 30 days straight of listening, the 600 episodes, I think they said. So if you wanted to listen to Sleep With Me for 30 days nonstop, you could. And they said, I think on Patreon, or maybe that's you could listen for months without ever repeating episode. Then there's an intro, which is separate from the support. And it's a show within a show meant to ease you into bedtime. It's meant to introduce the podcast to new people, very inefficiently, yes. But it's also meant to just make you feel a part of, be familiar. It's familiar, like be familiar, but it's different every single time. Again, a lot of shows follow a structure. Like I just saw this discussion, should your intro be 30 seconds or 15 seconds? And I said, I can't even do a teaser, which isn't even an intro. But that's not my job, right? My job is to ease you into bedtime, to bring you in, to bring your attention over here, to say, hey, you're not alone here. I'm glad you're here. Check it out. We'll see how it goes. So that's what the intro, also for a regular listener, as they become a regular listener. One, they look forward to the intro. Again, this is not everybody's experience, but for a lot of people, their intro is the only part of the show they really pay attention to. And so that's where they feel like they get to know me. And they feel like, oh, there's my friend again, being human. Let's see how Scoots is going to let his humanity shine tonight. Shine, not like a diamond, but like a rough, like a diamond in the rough that's currently in the rough. I shine like a diamond that's still in the rough. That's never been said about me, but it would be accurate. You see, if a diamond in the rough could shine, you would shine like, and that's a bit like the tree in the woods, though, because you're not shining, but you are. We just can't see that you're shining because you're still in the rough. Also, my diamond would be in the rough. So it'd be like in some sort of rough, whatever, dirt. I'm picturing dirt. I mean, ideally it'd be in a mud, mud bog that's perfect for, you know, one of those idealized, you know, one of those I don't know if everybody's familiar with the old Hollywood mud bog, you know, that's perfect for making mud pies or sitting in, you know, if you say, give me the archetypal place to wallow, I'd say, well, that's where I'd want to be, a diamond in the rough. But that'd be a little bit too not rough enough, because eventually, like one of those, like it'd be bubbling too, not because it's a beautiful temperature, or there's a, like some sort of cartoonish like being in there passing gas, but like that would eventually reveal a diamond. So I would not be that diamond. I'd be in more of like a thicker, a more of a muck, or just, you know, buried in dirt. And then it would be rough on top of that, you know, bushes and stuff like that, grasses, maybe some clover, seasonal clover, maybe some wildflowers, and then that would be the saying. So can you see how inefficient this is, even this part? But for regular listeners, they come here for it. They're like, Scooch, you're right. You really are. If a diamond in the rough, but that a diamond that is rough could shine. Like you know that diamond shining. It's shining in its own way. That's how I shine. Not to brag, because I don't know. But I mean, I think you do too. I think the reason I'm laughing is because only here would I find thousands and thousands of people who can relate. And together we could say, I feel less alone because I also am a diamond in the rough, a rough diamond, also surrounded by rough, but I do shine. But yeah, there's like, there's those layers to my shining, and I don't need those existential questions about if I'm shining like a tree in the sound in the woods. Also, yes, I do also, and there's also, maybe it's a different set of listeners. Also, I do believe in the Hollywood mud bog, and not in a metaphorical way, like that I would like to be in an ideal, you know, I'd like to spend some time in the that could be another roadside attraction we open one day. We may have already opened it and I forgot. Come on down to Hollywood mud bog, right, where you could, you know, bring the kids, you could, you know, don't worry. We've got supervision, or, you know, have a party. You build mud pies, wallow, relax. You know, there's, you know, I think wallowing does sound like a woe-begotten situation. But you'd say, we're putting a new spin on wallow here. Down at Wallow's Mud Bog, that's what we could call it. Come on down to Wallow's. By the way, no mud will, you know, keep it out of your mouth. Anyway, that's a pointless meander and a superfluous tangent where I was trying to explain the structure of the show. So the reason the intro goes on and on and on, not just for experimental, like, strange tangents like that, but because that tangent eases you into bedtime. It gives you some wind down, some distance between the day and being asleep. There is a tiny percentage of people that fall asleep or skip the intro. But for most people, they're getting comfortable, they're doing some other chill activity, or they're getting ready for bed. So, like the intro is a transition period. Then there's support again, so the show could be free. And then there's our bedtime story. It's going to be our episodically modular series, Journey into the World of Friends, about friends playing a game together. And or being in a game together. So that's the structure of the show. That's why I make this show. I'm so glad you're here. Really, if this is your first time here, or all you regular listeners, so glad I get to wallow with all of you. Come on down to Wallow's, the imaginary imaginary Hollywood mud bog. That's not some sort of metaphor. It's you say, yeah, come on down. I don't know what else we'd do there, but I mean, I could spend hours imagining it. I don't know, once I started wallowing, because if you're a regular listener, you know I tried a mud bath once, and it was not like wallowing. It was not a Hollywood mud bath. I said, what is this? I talk about this every once in a while, probably too late to go on a tangent about it, but I say, what is this? It was a bark bath. Anybody that actually has taken a mud bath, or at least the place I did, because it was the last one I took, they said, this isn't a mud bath. This is like bark. This isn't anything like, I think I saw the Brady Bunch take a mud bath, and I said, this is not what, this is not the mud bath I've seen in cartoons and movies. And they say, yeah, this is a real mud bath, therapeutic. Then they're scooping bark on me. I mean, or something. That's just what it looked like. I said, this is not Hollywood. I'm here for a Hollywood mud bath. And they say, oh boy, don't get me started. I say, no. I don't mean it. Like, I mean, like an idealized archetypal mud bath. And the guy goes, this is a mud bath, man. I don't know what to tell you. This is what you signed up for. And then, I mean, I said, don't worry, man. This is only the 10,000th thing in my life that didn't meet expectations. So don't take it personal. Do you give refunds? You're already in the mud bath. I was picturing myself in this archetypal mud bath. I guess apparently it's imaginary. I mean, please let me know if you've taken a mud bath. I realize it's a rare thing, but in the Bay Area, you could drive north and there's like different places. And it was just like, I thought literally, like I said, best, whatever people say in the things like best life living. This wasn't for social media, but I was like living my best life here. You know, I'm going to take a mud bath. I mean, it was more like finally a dream come true. So, I mean, I get it. It's a luxury problem, but that's really why I idealize, you know, wallowing. Oh, this isn't a therapy session about mud baths. Sorry about that. I'm so glad you're here. Yeah, I was in the middle of wrapping it up. I work really hard. You're in a nice drive. And I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com. to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, Scoots here, and this is our episodically modular series, Journey into the World of Friends. I believe this is going to be episode 10. And episodically modular means you can listen to these in any order. The characters will fill you in on everything you need to know for the most part. But I'll just tell you, it's a story about five friends. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 friends playing a role-playing game. Originally, they were playing a role-playing game where they entering on an adventure into the world of friends. So the old double-double or whatever they call it, it's not an entendre, but they're friends playing a board game, it's not a board game, it's a role-playing game, and they're not really playing it anymore. But they're in the world of friends, and it's pretty nice to be there with them. But you know who I love to call a friend? Though I don't call him, and he always laughs. He says, like, before he leaves, usually, he laughs. I said, why did you call? Why don't you call me? We'll catch up. Why were you, you know, why did you could drive by my, like, why were you near me and you didn't call me to hang out? And I just, inside, you know, there's a turning of like something, I say, yeah, I'm just not emotionally capable of being your friend. I mean, I'd love to. But there's a friendship in my mind. I don't, John Denver never sang that song or James Taylor, but, it's friendship in my mind. It was not in any of the Toy Story movies either. So it's never been sang. I mean, it's been sang and sung. It's already been sung, as they said. But here he is, our announcer from Hollywood, which I like to call our Hollywood announcer, even though technically, you know, then he says, my friend, well, I don't know. I was trying to think of a random city in Los Angeles that would be fun to say. But then I said, well, just in case you live there, I didn't want to say it, you know. I could say shout out to the big boys in Downey, because that was a few years ago when I said I'm finally going to eat at a big boy. This big boy's going to eat at a big boy's, and it was the Downey big boys, big boy in Downey, Bob's big boy maybe. Anyway, it's our Hollywood announcer. Maybe we could go there and have a shake, and then we could even say shake, or, you know, our friendship, Mr. Antonio Banderas. Thank you. The friends beyond binary, the ladies, the gentlemen, the boys, the girls, it's time to journey into the world of friends. Yippee-yay, friend. That would be nice, two of us sit down, have a milkshake or a coffee, and talk about how much we love the listeners and putting them to sleep for the love of sleep. So glad to be here. Yeah. That's Mr. Antonio Banderas, and this is Journey into the World of Friends. Thanks, everybody. Okay, we're all waking up here. Can anyone tell me exactly what is going on? This is M. Wada. But I could start at the beginning as kind of efficiently as I can. But right now we're stuck. We started designing a campaign. We didn't have a DM, which I can say we just didn't have it. No one wanted to be DM. And so we decided to design our own role-playing game. It was my idea, but... where we journeyed into the world of friends, the famous boat attraction in the Land of Leisure theme park, or like one of the magical kingdom within the Land of Leisure. And it was a boat ride through a world of friends. Once a J-pop, I don't know if but it was a famous soundtrack, repetitive song over and over again. Had a J-pop and then a K-pop reimagining just the music, and the ride had been refurbished and reimagined slightly, but it was just Friends, which are animatronic stuffies, I guess, as Zell said, what do we call it? Mary Bear and Pander the Panda, celebrating friendship across the globe. And you got to journey on a boat through the world, through displays of these animatronics dancing and singing once upon a time, in the time, the before time. Then came the end of the before time, and then the before time started. Then our time started, and, you know, we had played a game, a campaign similar to this, where we went into the... World of Tomorrow or Land of Tomorrow, and we had fun, and we said, what if we designed our own campaign where there's an adventure to try to keep the flow of water going from across Florida, the state of the sun. And of course there was, you know, other things in there, other layers. The new leader of Florida, the Baron of Boyle, She seemed to be a good leader, even though she had risen up from the underworld and been a leader of the underworld. And she was able to bring the free flow of the water back to the Florida and restore it, which seemed to work for everybody, except for apparently both of her children, one her son and then her her foundling son, Vidul, a powerful magic user at this point, who has taken over or seemed to have taken over the free flow of water, but also is attempting to unearth a portal to another world, maybe under the influence of Dragon, powerful, maybe made of mist or spirit, maybe not great. And Vidul's using the workforce of the attraction. Oh, by the way, the well of to another world or the portal. Well, it also seems to be some sort of well which has created sentience in the attractions and the characters in the attractions. And so the world of friends is really is a world of friends, though Vidul has seemed to have dominated and used them for workforce to rearrange the flow of water in order to get to this portal. And we were tasked with reestablishing the free flow of water primarily. The Baron of the Boyle was under the impression that her son had was like a guest of Vidul's who would have wanted to go home and needed a ride. Turned out that, the Baron of Boyle's son's a happy guest of Vidul. And we thought we could have a backup where there was a countdown that would automatically override everything with consequences, of course, for the park, flooding the park and reestablishing the free flow of water from northern to southern Florida. Vidul took over that, and also we thought that the countdown had already begun for that to automatically happen. And we thought maybe we could get the Baron of the Boyle's son and stop the countdown that we thought had begun in order to, you know, respect the sentience of the world of friends. But if we were unable to stop Vidul, the countdown would complete. And even if we all had subtasks or sub-adventures or quests, those main parts of our quest, we are 040 and looking like we'll stay with that. Baron of Boyle's son is in cahoots with Vidul, so can't help there. Vidul seems to have known what we're doing all along and led us right where Vidul wanted us to be. And the countdown actually was never started, and Vidul knows about the countdown, and I don't even understand. I thought it was a set of magical runes or something, but we don't have access to that anymore either. And so that's where things stand right now. Oh, Vidul said, you think about it, you could come in my world. I don't know, I don't really remember totally, but... Go. I'm sorry, Granada of Darmok, go ahead. Okay, so the question is there a way out of here, like, other than Vidul, like, because the portal to our world's right in that, the guest room outside of the office, but it's behind the door, gates. Yeah, so I don't know that... we have way out. I mean, we could try to get through those gates and go back to our world, or we could wait and go with Vidul. So, okay, so this is Granada of Darmok. So there's no way out of here. Also, by the way, Vidul said something about these two security. So we're in a room with, we're in the security room or one of the security rooms in the handy halls beneath the attractions. And we thought we would use that to surprise Vidul. Maybe we could get one of these security bots to work for us because Mary Bear had a powerful one. But now it seems that there's one that's malfunctioning because it's just rolling around, bumping into things and humming. I'm pretty sure last night I had a dream that it was saying number five is live. And I don't even know what that was. But then I woke up and it was actually, I thought it was actually saying that, but it was just humming. It wasn't speaking. But the other two security bots, there's a hum, like an increasing humming and vibration coming from them, telling me that Vidul started their countdown to interfere with us. And my impression is that those things are made of some sort of alloy. And I don't think Vidul seemed to think that we would, it, I mean, but in this, in that sense, it doesn't really matter because we're stuck in this room. Unless we just agree to help Vidul and then go live in a world of adventure, like live in this world for forever. That's my impression, but we're stuck. Yeah, I'm not sure I totally understand the offer either, Granada. And I'm not even sure, like, but I think you got it right. We stay here and we can be a part of it and join in this world and do some stuff for Vidul, which Vidul maintains is for the best of the world. So we'd have to separate Vidul's methods of encouraging us from what Vidul's words. Or we could stay in this room and try to deal with the bots or get out before they power up. But we've been led to the impression that that's almost impossible. Or we could try to somehow get into that portal and go home. We'd have to get through that door. Okay, this is Granada. Like, do you think that portal to our world is even, I mean, that's your couch, right, Wada? It is. Does anybody have anything from our world like that they could throw through? Okay, go ahead, Lord Von Chill. Lord Von Chill here. I've become aware that I'm wearing socks that are from this world, even though I'm wearing, you know, I'm Lord Von Chill. Lord Von Chill, in our world we came from, wears socks. So I could throw my, I'd have to throw both my socks. It'd be easier to ball them up and throw them through. Though, then I would have no socks. Okay, why don't you do that and then throw it through the portal and we'll see, because you could throw it through the gate. The gate's just straight lines. And get it through the portal. And then, yeah, if you miss, then we'll try somebody else's socks. Okay, go, Gazelle, did you want to say? Yeah, this just seems simple. Like, we're here on an adventure, but we're fleet of foot, strong in arms, strong in mind, your grace, powerful in magic, and someone that works for the Three Florences. So, like, we get to work. We'll get our way out of here. I guess we still have to stop Vidul, so we have to get out. And if the bots come awake, can someone please ask that bot to stop humming? It's almost like a song. Or it's just kind of can someone, like, holy cow, Eleanor, I've tried. Last night I could not sleep, and I did try to stand and face the bot. I begged the bot. The thing is, the bot never stopped moving, but it was aware of my presence because it wouldn't bump into me because I kept trying to stand in front of it and say, please stop humming. Please stop that noise. I did get on the bot and ride it and try to find a switch, and I could not do that. But also, like, I don't know. I was kind of thinking, Zell, what if we just go with Vidul and, we get out of here and then we go along with Vidul with our fingers crossed or something, kind of. We just see how it goes. No, Vidul, I mean, come on, like, we know Vidul, this is like, this is a time for all or nothing thinking. Really? This is Wada. Can you read Vidul's mind? I mean, I know, like, okay, this is Lord Von Chill. I mean, I do have to lay out, can we really trust the Baron of the Boyle? I mean, the Baron of the Boyle ran the underworld and became a good leader and was good to us mostly. I mean, on a transactional level, the Baron of the Boyle is great to work with. So, but what if a Vidual, like, why can't we just find out and see how it goes? Granada, go ahead. Okay, can you throw your socks through there? Because I'm under the impression, looking around, that even if we did roll 20s, all of us, I don't see a way that with what we have, we can get out of here. So, Zell, what if we don't really seem to have a choice here? Right, this is Wada. Like, maybe we just have to make... Oh, the sock did go through, and we can see it in front of the couch. That was a good throw, Lord Von... Thank you. Your grace can throw socks. Okay, so, this is going to cause me a disadvantage, though, if we're rolling... It's weird that we're rolling dice in our minds, right? Is everybody else rolling? Like, I rolled dice. I don't know. It's just a strange effect of this whole thing. But it's been going on too long to be a dream. Okay, so, yeah, we're assuming this is real. So we do need to make a choice. We can't just be passive here. And we did all roll in our minds. How are we, like, do we have the ability to get out of here using our expertise and tools and things? And, what if we make, I just think we got to make the best choice we can. Yeah, this is Eleanor again. Like, what if we can, have both things? Like, this is a call to a new world of adventure. And we can, but the thing is with the, maybe we should try, did we roll the 20s even to get that gate open? Because that does change things. I mean, but we could, right the wrong. Let's say we can't get to the portal and we just have to work with Vidual and then we right the wrong after. I mean, we could, some of us are charming and Lord Von Chill's a leader. Maybe we could create forces and counteract Vidual. Okay, this is Sel. What about our friends, right? And this magical portal that is going to, in some sort of dragon being that, I think, what about if it does something to our world too? Wasn't that part of the thing? Okay, hold on. This is Granada of Darmok Sel. We could split up, but that's you're just going to stay here, or then you're going to go with Vidual, but not go with Vidual? Like, you're not going to be... Go ahead, Wada. Yeah, Zell, there's no way... You're not going to be... Even as a team, we're not going to be able to magically just stop Vidual, okay? Like, this is a reality check, I guess, Zell. That's what I'm saying is... right now, we have to improvise and be in the reality we are in... and accept it and not have all or nothing thinking. Oh boy. This is Zell. Did you just say reality? You got to be kidding me. We have no idea what reality is right now. Okay, this is Granada. I just want to go home, okay? I get it. I get that no one's doing this intentionally, that it's not a dream, and I just want to go home. So, is there a way to stop this, or is it real? Right, so, it is real, and I want to go home. And I do not want to stay in this room and not go home. And I didn't sign up for this when... go ahead, Zell. None of us signed up for this, I get it. But we got to do what's right. It's not about our needs anymore. Okay, this is Eleanor. For the love of the three Florences, what kind of friend kind of takes their... I don't take my Florentian values, Zell, and tell you how to live by the three Florences. And I don't know if it's okay for you to take how you process your choices and lay it on Granada or me or anybody else. What kind of friend does that? We're going to set aside stuff for... Wait a second. There's something happening. This is Vidul again. Hello, adventurers. You've been talking, I hear. And by the thing, one more thing. The bots are almost active. And I have one more thing. Let's lower the gates to that to the portal there. Yeah, it's some stinky socks went through that portal. I'll give you one more option. One more thing. One last thing. What if one of you could go home right now and the rest of you could decide what you want to do? But I'll let one of you go home as a sign of goodwill and my intention. I need your help, and I don't really have the time or the energy to focus on engaging with you, and actually I don't need to. That's the thing. You talk about intention. My intention was to lead you to a place where you could make your choice, and the right choice would be clear. I really don't have the resources to. We're working on stuff, opening up this portal. It's a well of past beings. Here's the thing: you could be a part of that well and then reawaken in one of the attractions that hasn't been fully sentient yet. So, in some sense, you'll be joining me, no matter what. So why can't we work together? I thought you cared about the friends. Yeah, they're working hard for me, but I've established some parameters with them. Not all of them like it. So why don't we do this? You could wait till the bots power up and decide who goes home. And just let me know. I'll be listening and watching, and you just let me know what you decide. Oh, gosh. Okay, this is Granada. That's, the other bot seems to be making louder noise, so I can't even think straight. Okay, this is Lord Von Chill. I mean, this is obvious. Granada can go. I mean, what does everybody else say? Granada was not originally part of this party. I mean, I brought Granada into this, so I have to make a choice that Granada could go home. Yeah, this is Wada. I guess I'm fine with that. I just have one, but yeah, let's just go through and build consensus. This is Eleanor. The bot is singing, is getting so loud that I cannot, or is it singing or humming? It's like what is it? It's not happy birthday. But it's so repetitive. Okay, this is Zell. Before we make any choices, Wada, we're being observed, and I guess Eleanor, is there a way to are those the electric eyes and the electric ears watching us, or is it magic? Can you give us some privacy while we figure this out? Okay, this is Wada. I can easily block the electric eyes, and that is... Vidul, how Vidul's watching us, for the humming of the, create, Eleanor, can you do something with, yeah, I can do something, but I think the humming of the, I don't think Vidul can hear us anyway at this point, because I can barely hear you. It's a good thing we're sitting so close to each other. Okay, so I don't know if that's an incidental thing, but yes, just create a little bit more noise, Vidul cannot see us anymore, Zell. Yeah, and I think it's a safe bet that Vidul can't hear us. I think if you hum the song in your mind, it counteracts. Is there any way you could do that so we could have some thinking? Everybody? Yeah, well, that kind of works, yeah. Like, just in the background of your mind, hum along. Okay. And my sound blocker should be working. It's like when you go to talk to someone in private. Okay. Oh, the bot's going face to face with one of the other bots that's powering up. But listen, I would vote for Granada to go, but I don't think you should, Granada, because I don't trust Vidul. I don't need to roll a dice to know that that's too good to be true, that offer to just one person go home. And the two things are going to happen. You will forever stay here as soon as you get, as soon as you cross over, or we won't know. I just don't trust FanDuel. I don't think that's actually a portal home, even though the Sox, like, that's a trick. It could be physical. It could be magical. It could be spiritual. It could be moral. It's not a portal you want to cross. Okay, this is Granada. And I guess I got to say that the other bot is about to, the other bot is grabbing. So the humming bot is grabbing one of the other bots, and the other bot is becoming active. But I think at this point, I accept that. Like, I think we can't split up, even one of us, or even in what we're going to do next. Like, reality right here is that that bot seems to be grabbing the other bot, but we're going to have to deal with there's two bots becoming active. One's engaged with the humming bot that seemed to be malfunctioning. Seems to be using some sort of like laser light drill on the, but okay, so we're going to have to start. Everybody get ready. Okay, so this is Lord Von Chill. Why doesn't everybody get behind me and Zell? This is going to be like similar to an Iron Golem. We've done this before, but it probably has some sort of range, so we'll use our shields. If we could get a magical shield going. And let's see. Okay, I'm going to go forward. Well, the bot is active, but it's going to take a lot of action to get this bot, but I've made contact. Looks like we do have good initiative. There's Wada. Oh, magical dart there. Okay. Oh, boy, that did well. Oh, and Eleanor, are you calling on the power of all three Florences? To smite this. Okay, wow. Okay, with radiance. Oh, Zell, you missed. That's okay, though. Just keep your shield ready. And Granada. Oh, Granada, you're sneaking around the side and using a double. Okay. Oh, no, that's an oil. Is that an oil? Okay. I don't know if that's going to work in here. Oh, it's working on its tracks. Oh, it can't move very well. I was going to say, please don't, that's this room. It definitely made impact on me. I'm feeling, everybody hear that clang? Okay, I'm going to, I got another knock on it. It does seem that we're slowly doing something. Wada, oh boy, that's another good one, Wada. Zell, nice one. Oh, and Granada, you're still behind. Okay, sneaking. Nice. Thank you for healing me a little bit with the power of the three Florences, Eleanor. Right at the same time that I've been impacted again. Okay, but I'm going right back. Another on there. Oh, good, Wada. We're not missing here, so this is good. I guess because we're all so close. Zell again. This could take a long time. I will take the majority of the impacts, though. Okay. Okay. Granada, another one. Okay. Oof, okay. Thank you, Granada, or Eleanor, for another impact, another healing. Okay, I'm going again. Oh, then Wada again. Whoa, Wada, that was powerful. Was that a ray? I'm looking over in the other, despite being a little bit out of it, the other bot is seemingly almost shut down. The humming bot is winning. Oh, Granada, is that like an acid or a base? Oh, wow, that seems to be doing something. Oh, that was the time it missed me. That was the first time the bot has missed me with its a giant arm. Okay, don't worry about me because I think we're on it. Please, Eleanor, focus on. Okay, good. More power of the Florences. I'm gonna hit it again. Wada again. And we've conquered the bot. I'm not feeling so great, so I'm going to sit down. The other thing is I'm noticing that we're The bot is still rolling around humming. At least Vidul does not know what happened, so that's an advantage. Go ahead, Granada. Yeah, I think we used up a lot of the resources in this room for that. And just the idea of that portal sitting there, I think it's meant to do something to us on an emotional level, really let us know that even if we, there must be something that would, if someone goes through there, it'll unlock the door, right? That bot's bumping into the door. The bot is trying to communicate with us, right? Or is that just my imagination? It may be malfunctioning. But I think that portal is there to keep us here, you know what I mean? Almost like as a party, to divide our party by how it makes us feel. Because everybody else is going to be jealous. Even if I went through it and it gave the illusion, or even if I actually crossed over, it would leave all of you in a worse position. You'd still have to make the choice you have to make. So it just would hurt all of us, and we're already all hurting, right? We don't have any good options still, even though we defeated the bot. None of us want this, and none of us really know what to do. And I have developed a love for all of you, even though I'm the newest member of the party. So I just wanted to say that. I love you, Granada, and I do love everyone else in this party. Thank you for saying that. This is Eleanor. I mean, I have a love for everyone. I love everyone in this party. And I really don't know. I have no idea what to do. This stinks. And I don't know what else to say. Yeah, this is Wada. I mean, I know. Yeah, we don't know. But I know we all kind of want slightly different things here. But I love and care about all of you deeply, and I know we're all hurting together. This is Granada. I mean, if I had to be stuck with anyone for the rest of it, it would be with all of you. So, and I don't know, if I had to, maybe, hopefully, if we reimagine, if we become, that bot is still bumping the door and then backing up to us, but let me finish what I'm saying before I start saying, maybe we'll all end up in the same attraction as sentient, will we have our consciousness? This is Lord Venchil. If I had to be fooled by a Dragon Wizard type, heavy, you know, that would, and it had to choose between going through a portal or staying here with all of you, portal that won't work out, probably, but even if there's a chance it would, I would stay here with all of you. Yeah, this is El. So if I was playing a role-playing game and then had to be swept into another world, this is Wada. We're designing the game. Thank you, Wada. If I had to be swept into another world with all of you from a game, a role-playing game, creation session or whatever it is, into another world, based on what we're working on, and then end up in a hopeless situation, I'm glad it's with all of you, my friends. Yeah, this is if I had to face an impossible test, even if it was at school or here, and there was a search, that we're going to have to search against all odds in the next few minutes to get out of this. But at least we could enjoy the process of searching together. Something I've learned from Eleanor and the Three Florences. It would be with my friends, this party. Wait a second, this is Eleanor. Granada's right. The bot, friends. World of friends. The bot is singing a song, trying to tell us something. Did anybody ever, this was a real place, right? And this place actually existed. And I remember there was some legend about, wasn't it that? Does anybody remember that, they had locks and they were singing based locks, like voice activated lock, where you could sing a song. Wasn't that in like a movie or something? This is Granada. Yeah, like a singing lock. Like that's what it's bumping against. Isn't that some sort of like electric ear? It is. It's humming into the electric ear, and it's changing from red to just barely red. I just thought it was some sort of malfunction. Like, Zell, why don't you go up to it and say, welcome. Oh, the bot has reacted. It's moving out of Zell's way. Okay, I'm going to say, well, welcome to the world of friends. Did it changed color. Okay, the bot is moving and humming. So it's the song. Okay. I don't get it. This is why it's got to be the harmony for the song. Remember, that's the whole thing. The song was the popular thing about the attraction. But we don't know the song because it's been so long. This is Lord Von Chill. Remember when we were going through that storage room? I think there was like a children's book in there about the attraction with a record. Remember those plastic ways they would listen to music? Okay, go get it. Go get it. Okay. So we just sing the song and you think, go ahead and just sing something, Zell. Okay, well, I'll just pretend to, like, it'll sound like I'm talking because of the spell, right? Right, the spell, so Vidula can't hear us, will make it sound like you're talking even when you're singing. Okay, welcome to the world of friends. Okay, it definitely changed from, like, red to orange, more orange. Try humming with the, the bot is humming, just to see. Okay, hum, 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 hum. Hum, a friend, world of from friends. Oh, yeah, it definitely did something. Okay. This is Lord Von Schild. The children's book is very wet, and we don't have a way to play. I don't see any way to play this plastic disc. Okay, well, let's take a look at it here. Okay, everybody gather around. Okay, so it goes, okay, it looks like it's four sections, lyrics, then the chorus, that's the famous part, then more lyrics, then the chorus again, the same one. See, those are similar, so we can figure out the chorus. Okay, let's put all these pages next to each other. Okay, good idea. Okay, so let's work on the chorus. Welcome to the world of friends. You are in the world, something in the world of friends. Come, something in the world of friends. And something, something, join you in the world of friends. We're something, 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 the something world of friends. So that must be the world of friends. Then I can't read any of that. Okay, this is so annoying. Okay, but like if we look at both copies of the thing, it's welcome to the world of friends. You are welcome in the world of friends. Then come. Okay, that's ruined on both of them. Palace? Now? There's no rhyming. It's just repeating. So, okay, welcome to the world of friends. Welcome to the world of friends. You are welcome in the world of friends. Come, palace? No. Any idea? It's Granada. What about join us in the world of friends? That makes sense. Come join us. Okay, I like that. Yeah, that could be a J. Okay. And, oh, yeah, because and something, something, join you. So join you in the world of friends. Could those be W? Like, we will join you in the world of friends. Okay, we're close. Okay, this one, we were the world of friends. Three words, maybe. And then, okay, this is what, I bet you the end is well. Okay, so we just got to figure out these three words, because I think the end is welcome to the world of friends. Would make sense. Okay, so we are, right? Are. I don't know. This is hard. This is Eleanor. We're already in the world of friends. That's what it says. Oh, okay. So we have that twice. Okay, this beginning part, if you look at the pictures, it's like showing good friendship and then friendship good. And then friendship is, okay, that's a frowny-faced kid, right? Or whatever that's not a kid, it's a zebra. Okay, so that's a frowny-faced zebra. Friendship is good, friendship is tough. Okay. Don't forget your friends when the going gets rough. Okay, is that it? I guess so. Okay, so then the end of the, okay. This one, there's no negative. It looks like all the friends are happy. Oh, wait a second. Can we go back? There seems to be double, the first thing, I think we might be wrong. Okay, can we just go back? Can we circle that? You remember that, Lord Van Chill. Okay. So this one, Oh, this one. Okay, now I see what you're saying, Lord Van Chill, because this one has, build and give are at the same time in the song. Build and give your friendships trust. Okay, be sure to, what if we mumble some of it? Be sure to ask for help. That one's, are you kidding me? The third line is fun. Yeah, I mean, it could be fun. So it's just a lot of funs. Do we have any, some of them are blotted though. Yeah, it could be I think it's just all them saying fun, like a lot. Because it was originally in English, then it was translated to Japanese, then it was translated in Korean. And it was translated in every language of the world, every spoken language. Okay. Fun. In the times of some, oh, trust and must. Okay, so that one's must. In the times of something, the friend is a must. So have no fear. The world of friends is right here. Okay. And then, Lord Van Chill, you were saying, that first one is, can you be find a friend? Friendship is good. Friendship is tough. Can you be find a friend when the going gets rough? And then we sing the thing, and then we sing the other lyric, then we sing it again, and then the door will open, and then what are we going to do? Granada, why don't you, okay, we'll I would assume that Vidul would think that there's no way out of here. There's no way Vidul. So Vidul's waiting for someone to go through the portal, because eventually someone would have gone through the portal. So if we actually open the door, wait, the bot is listening to us. Are you actually understanding what we're saying? Okay, it is actually understanding what we're saying. Okay, so I think what we do is we get the door open, prepared for action on the other side. But this is kind of hard to access, right? So Vidul's going to wait and then send somebody down. So then we could surprise them. I don't know. I think we get out of here, right? But there's no way that all of Vidul's team's on the other side, because Vidul said they were busy. I mean, this was the perfect plan. If the door gets open, we can just wait it out. We have time, right? And actually, we could then, maybe if the bot's listening, you could eventually have a timer or something to push something through the portal. Okay, I don't know if the bot understands, because it just keeps humming. But anyway, I think we're in good shape. Okay, so let's do it all together, but because of the, so we'll sing this, but it's going to sound like, were because of the way the spell you weaved, it'll sound like only I'm talking. So just make sure you're hearing it in your head, the singing and the, right? Okay, is everybody ready? Okay, hold on, Lord Von Schill here. So which of us is going to say be and find? Oh, this is, I'll say be, Wada and Eleanor will say be, and you and Granada say find. Okay, because we've found each other as friends, more than friends, but and we've all found and Zell, you need to focus on being a friend. I'm kidding. Okay, what was the other double one? Build and give. Well, obviously, Lord Von Schill, maybe you shouldn't sing at all, build or give. We'll build trust, and you and Granada can give trust on the beginning of the other one. And then the fun thing. This is Wada. I know it's strange coming from me because I tend to be very neutral at all times, but I think we have to actually have fun. Like, I think that's the trick of it. Okay, so what do you think? Let's all dance around with each other. Yeah, everybody do a silly dance. Let's dance our way over to the electric. The bot seems to like that. Everybody dance around the bot. Yeah, let's get into the mood. I know I'm not one that's in the mood, but you know, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And Zell, you're our leader, so take it. A 1, a 2, and a 3. Friendship is good. Friendship is tough. Can you find a friend when the going gets rough? Welcome to the world of friends. You are welcome in the world of friends. Come join us in the world of friends, and we will join you in the world of friends. We are already in the world of friends. Welcome to the world of friends. Give your friends. Be sure to ask for help. Fun. In times of trouble, a friend is a must. So have no fear. The world of friends is right here. Welcome to the world of friends. You are welcome in the world of friends. Come join us in the world of friends, and we will join you in the world of friends. We're already in the world of friends. Welcome to the world of friends. Wow, it seems that the light is changing color. It only took us 36 times, though I think because of the noise block, it only felt like once. But I'm really worn out from that. So what if we, can we close the door and reopen it now? Yeah, we can. Okay, so let's close the door and then we'll, what is that button? That's the close. Oh, we can stop the door halfway and rest here and get some rest. And then we'll be ready for Vidul, right? Does that sound good to everybody? It does sound like we need to rest. That's a great idea. So let's get some rest, and then we'll deal with everything else later. Good night, friends. Welcome. Hey, that was fun. I'm glad we all got to work together and stay together and share together. Thanks, Granada, for your honesty, and everyone else for your friendship. I mean, and including you, Granada. Good night, everybody. All right, I want to thank Frank, Danny, John, Yara, Zandy. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Juliana, Anhala, Zadig, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Steve, Joanne, and Tom, thanks, and good night. Bryce, Dawn, and Laura, thanks, and good night. Suro, Lucinda, and Claudia. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Steve, Lucy, and Heather. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Meredith, Clover, Brandon, and Nate. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. And good night. Thanks, everybody who supports the show directly on Patreon. That's who I was thinking there. And I want to thank everybody who supports the show directly on other platforms or supports the sponsors. That's how we're able to come out twice a week for free on a regular basis. And, you know, the free way, if you get a lot of value out of the podcast, you want to feel part of, you want a personal thank you from Scoots, like start spreading the word, then let me know about it. You know, send me an email through the contact form on our website and let me know how you spread the word and stuff. And I'll do my best to get back to you and say thanks, because I could not do it without you. And I really appreciate it. I love putting you and so many people to sleep. I also love people keeping people company who are listening right now. If you are listening right now, that's what I'm here for. I'm really here, like sitting here recording this show for you. And part of the reason is because I know how it feels, right? So I'm so glad to be here for you on a regular basis. Thanks for making it possible. And here is Scoots, either a sponsor or asking for some support. That's how we've got up 600 free episodes ready to go. Good night. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple.